three words which we say in Kiddush every Friday night, and think about them, they really don't seem to fit in. The solution might be a single paragraph at the very end of the first Aliyah of this week's Seder. That Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, we understand well. We're introduced to Shabbos for the very first time in Parshas Bereishis, and we are reintroduced to Shabbos over the course of Chumash Shemos, in particular in the context of Parshas Yisra and Seiros HaDibros. Shabbos is meant to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, and after 6 days of creative process, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a step back and allowed human beings to become his junior partners and in continuing to perfect the world. So we understand that Shabbos is Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis. But that Shabbos is also Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which appears alongside Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis in Kiddush, and Davin, that's a little curious. Because often Shabbos is not Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now the truth is, much as in Parshas Yisro, in the first Luchos, the Torah speaks of Shabbos reminds of Bria Zalam. The Torah presents the Luchos again, presents the Seres Yisro again, Parshas Vaschan, and there the focus is. The Torah does speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so that further makes us wonder, it's one of the rare times that the Tur, a halachic sefer, gets into issue of Machlokas Rishon, which is how you interpret the Psukim. The Tur in Hilchos Shabbos begins to go, the Ramban says this, and I don't say that. How do you make sense of the connection between Shabbos and Mitzrayim? So there are obviously many approaches. I'll present to you briefly one, which as I said is rooted in one little paragraph in this week's Sedra. The first quarter or so of Parsha Kisisa is continuing the theme of Truma Tetzaveh. More about finishing up some of the details of putting together the Mishkan, of instructions of how you make a Torah, and how you're going to make Shemen HaMishra, and the Kiyor, and the Machtzis HaShekel, the appointment of Bezalel to be the lead architect, as it were, the project manager for Mishkan. And then the Torah opens in the Aliyah of Shein, the Torah opens the entire sad saga of the Egel HaZav, and the rest of the Seder is more or less the Egel HaZav and the aftermath. But in between, continuing the business of Truma Tetzav on the one hand, and the story of the Egel HaZav on the other hand, the very end of the first Aliyah is a presentation about Shabbos. And here, the focus is not on Man, and the focus is not on Melacha, the focus is not on Kiddush, the focus is on Os. We say the end of the last two psukim of this paragraph, we say the Shabbos morning Kiddush. The Shomer Yisrael says Shabbos, Bein Avein Yisrael, Os Hili Olam. And Briskirov points out in a very short and somewhat enigmatic piece in his Sefer and Chumash, the Torah speaks here about Os twice. The second time is Os Hili Olam Ki Sheshes Yam Asa Hashem Shemayim Zaretz. The Torah that the Shabbos is an oath between Boshem and Klal Yisrael to remind us, a sign of what? A sign that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the universe. A sign that the universe has a creator. But the first time the Torah says, mentions in these psukim that Shabbos is an oath, Achas Shabbososai Tishmon, you got to keep Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Moshe tell the Jewish people, Osi Beinu Beinechem, L'doros Echem L'das, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. An oath to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Kedushas Israel. What the Briskirov appears to allude to, though he doesn't lay out explicitly, is that Shabbos has two layers of oaths. One oath, both are direct, being communicated to Kal Yisrael, but one has meaningfulness for the entire universe. The universal oath, the second one that we say in Kiddush, is that if Kal Yisrael is supposed to keep Shabbos, to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the entire cosmos. The other oath is that Kal Yisrael, the first one, is Klal Yisrael keep Shabbos as an oath that we have a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kav v'adim v'shinev v'betzalem, chaviv v'yisrael shenikru banim l'amakam. And one gets the impression from the Briskirov, though he doesn't say it explicitly, that that may also be what Zecher Maaseh Bereishis and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim mean. That the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim might not be as much the specific episode of the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, but more broadly, Shabbos is an oath to two different relationships. Shabbos is an oath to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is investing in the universe. And Shabbos is also an oath to our unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru Bala Makom. A relationship which began to be forged in a very formal way with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is an oath about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's universal relationship with the world and its particular relationship with us. And those are the two sides of the oath cone that the Torah presents at the close of the first Aliyah. And that may well be part of what's meant. The one that Shabbos is Zecher Maaseh Breishis, and the other in Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a Zecher to the unique relationship that Klal Yisrael enjoys with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship which began individually with the Avos, on a national level, formed by a process which began with Yetzias Mitzrayim.